Welcome to Emotional Empowerment, a podcast for emotionally sensitive or struggling people who are open to learning how to use your emotions as a spiritual practice. Hi, I'm Michelle Bursell, and I've taught therapists, coaches, and people around the world how to use their negative feelings to heal their life, and in doing so, eliminated their struggle with anxiety, depression, anger, guilt, and more. Ready to turn your negative feelings into your greatest allies? Then let's start your emotional empowerment journey right now. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number 24, Four Steps to Avoid Burnout. I am so excited to be back with you. Thank you so much for your patience, your understanding, as I took some time away, and a lot of it had to do with that I'm being called to share this information in more ways, which is really exciting. The great news is that it's time for corporate America to be taking in this information about emotional empowerment. This is really what I'm teaching with emotional empowerment, is how to move beyond emotional intelligence, which is a lot of emotional management, and really trying to manage what is coming up, and rather emotional empowerment offers the opportunity to really shift our relationships with our emotion so that we can have a whole different perspective to what we are feeling. And because this is so predominant today in our working world, companies are waking up. Thank goodness we have learned that our emotions matter in the workplace. But rather than address the symptoms, we need to get to the heart of the matter, core of it. And so I am so excited to be sharing this with more and more corporations and HR departments. So if you happen to be someone who is part of a corporation and you would like to introduce me to someone in HR, please send them my way, because I'm really excited about bringing this forward. You can always reach me at support@iiee.training. So it's making me think about the reasons why people burn out. And in fact, I got some emails coming in about burnout. So it's very timely. And I want to thank all of you who wrote in and who have been listening and applying this work. I'm so excited for you and what this means for you. And I've got some amazing episodes ahead. I do want to share with you that because I'm being pulled to do more of this work for corporations and even some universities, because parents who have college students are seeing the impact that's happening for students as mental health issues rise, and they want a more proactive approach to our emotions and want to give that to our children, our teens, our young adults. I'm looking also to speak to universities. And so as I branch out, I so appreciate you and your support and understanding that I need to cut back a bit with the episodes. However, I still plan on recording. It's just going to be more on an every other week schedule. So hopefully you can continue to tune in and apply this work into your life, because it can be so life-changing when you really integrate it. And understand that it takes time if you've had emotional struggles or you're emotionally sensitive, because we've been reacting based on our subconscious programming with these emotions. And this is the reprogramming work that we're doing. So really, I honor you for being a part of this movement to create a whole new, healthy, loving relationship with your emotions and your emotional well-being. So what I'm inviting us today is to look at ways we can start to change our perspective around burnout and really create more of a proactive approach to avoid getting to this burnt out state. So let's get started. Step number one is to rethink your emotional approach at work. So let me share with you more what I mean about this. I believe that there has been a rise of mental health issues as we've gone from physical labor to more mental labor. So when we are physically accomplishing things, it is not requiring as much higher level thinking. And it becomes more of a subconscious programming that we're able to do some physical labor tasks. And there's a lot of gratification with physically being able to see something go from being created and to its final outcome, right? And now that we're moving into more mental labor, where we're trying to resolve bigger conflicts, we have to understand that that's requiring more of our conscious mind. Now, remember, we are operating mostly on subconscious programs. And that means 90 to 99% of the time, our subconscious programs are running. And that is largely to our benefit, so that we have the ability to do higher level thinking. However, higher level thinking can be taxing. And so as we move into more labor that is shifting us from doing things with our hands to doing things with our minds, it's taking a toll on our mind. And so when I say step number one is rethink your emotional approach of waiting to deal with what is coming up emotionally, I am persuading people to address that emotional need as it arises, even if it's at work. And so most people have a fantasy about this, like it's going to look like people are crying and screaming, or I don't know, that we're just overly emotionally reacting at work. And that's not what I mean. What I mean is when we start to use our emotions as signals, that we use that as an opportunity to be aware that, hey, I'm experiencing a negative feeling, and can I take a pause to understand what this is about for me? Because what most people are doing that I believe is causing burnout is we're getting our emotional signals, we're experiencing them, because statistically it's all over the place that we are experiencing them, but we want to push forward, right? The ego says, I've got too much to do, I can't deal with this, and we're going to push ourselves. And what often happens when we do that is that it feels like we are taking one step forward and two steps back, right? And then people are frustrated and they're burnt out and they're spinning. And so the invitation is, when you get signaled with a negative feeling, meaning this emotion comes from your subconscious mind to your conscious mind to signal to you something is off, take one step back in order to take two steps forward. And this is the heart of what I'm teaching now for more corporations, that when we think we're dealing with our emotions by managing them and pushing forward, we are really doing ourselves a disservice, because our emotions are like a ticking time bomb and they're waiting to explode, whether at work and what that looks like. You know, I've worked with people where they're having panic attacks at work, or at home and anger is exploding, or things are just going sideways. So if we take one step back, and with emotional empowerment, we can, because we know what the different emotions are signaling to us, then we're able to take one step forward emotionally and one step forward mentally with what we are meant to focus on and be productive around. And so when we understand that we can rethink our emotional approach to start really listening, not be afraid of that, take a pause, because it's in the long term going to serve us and support us to move forward, there's less likelihood of our emotions piling up on us. And that's what really leads to emotional burnout and burnout at work. Things just continue to pile on. So that one step back can help us create a new strategy for how to more effectively move forward. Okay, step number two, look at what your profession is and what it is requiring of you. If your profession is asking of you for more higher level thinking, for more creativity, then you are going to need to have pauses so that you can be in nature, so that you can allow those aspects of your mind to work for your benefit. So in other words, and this ties into what I was saying with from physical labor to mental labor, is that when there are more taxing aspects to how you're supposed to show up, then we have to attend to that, right? We have to be aware of that. So just like today, there are construction workers who realize that construction work takes a physical toll on people's bodies, right? And so construction workers are actually bringing in a yoga teacher at the beginning of the day or during lunch in order to stretch out and keep their body limber for all the bending and contorting that they have to do on their jobs. So if construction is realizing that there's a physical toll on their bodies, and we can feel that, right? It's the same with the mental labor, that when we are doing these higher level aspects to our job, higher level thinking, creativity, problem solving, what do we need in order to counter that, right? What do we need? And don't base that on the status quo. It's like we are responding to our jobs as if they were the same 50 years ago, and they're not. They've immensely changed as technology has improved. And this really goes for people who are in a caring profession. Those of you that are in a caring profession, you require intense self-care. It just makes sense, right? If you're caring to others, then the counter to that is you require intense self-care. So challenge the status quo of how things are done in other professions, that it should be the same for you. If other professions work a certain way, it doesn't mean that you're meant to work that way. And are there ways that you can challenge it for yourself personally, meaning how you spend your breaks? Maybe you need complete silence and to go in a room and meditate versus being social with others. I don't know what it is for you, but you can challenge how your time is being spent at work in ways that can nourish you, right? And there's also what we're doing after work that is really allowing you to look at what is the counter to what I am giving every day, okay? Step three is listening to the answers inside of you. That's what I love about emotional empowerment. Your emotions are your guide, and you know what is the next best step for you if you're listening, if you're tuning in. You are the expert of you, and you're a master of you when you understand what your feelings are signaling to you. And that's just how we've been built, right? We've been built by this divine power, love that equipped us to know what the next best step is for you when you listen from this empowered perspective. So if you are banging your head against a wall, then you want to stop doing that. And I say that very lovingly because I have been in positions where I was banging my head against a wall. And I kept thinking if I could bang hard enough, there would be a breakthrough. And again, it's that message of the fly trying to get out the window, banging, banging, banging. And it's often our signal to pivot. Our emotions are also guiding us when we have inaccurate perceptions. And each emotion has a different signal for what that inaccurate perception is about for you. But ultimately, the inaccuracy will make your circumstances very limited. You know, it will say things like, this is the way things are, versus your empowered self saying, what about this scenario isn't working for me? And what are my options so that it can work for me? And one of my favorite questions is, what am I not paying attention to that I should be paying attention to? And that activates our brain to start searching for solutions that will help us know what our next best step is. And then lastly, identify your drains, because when we are burning out, there's likely some specific drains that we are caught up into, right? And your ego will make them seem like they're the good and right thing to do, but we're not comparing you to other people. We want you to listen to your truth, right? So don't make others and their standards and how they're doing things your standards. When we do that, we set ourselves up to fail because we each have our own unique gifts. So that's great if a coworker can have conversations with everyone on their team every day. Maybe that's their gift, that they're a connector and they can make these connections. But if you're expecting that out of you and that's not your gift, and yet you pressure yourself because you feel like that's the way you're going to get ahead, that's going to work against you. It's not going to be authentic, and it's not going to really highlight your gifts and your talents. The other way is that we overdo. You know, we put these pressures and standards upon ourselves that I come home and I've got to make a gourmet meal, and I come home and I've got to have the house sparkling clean, or I've got to call all my friends and make sure I have these great friendships, right? And it's like, in what way may I be overdoing that? That's actually not for the highest good of others and not for the highest good of me, right? Your ego can say, well, what's wrong with having a sparkling, clean house? Well, what's wrong is that you're exhausted. What's wrong is that you're creating this model for these impeccable standards at the cost of you, at the cost of your well-being. And that's the model that you're reflecting to others that you care about. And is that what you really want for them? Because if we truly want to make our emotional well-being the priority, which it should be, not only because life is so much better when we're happier, but I believe life works out for us better when we're happier, right? If we really want to do that, we need to start listening and creating our own standards. And then also looking at the mindless ways that when we are drained, we turn to more draining activities. We turn to endlessly scrolling social media. We turn to binge watching TV. We turn to unhealthy coping like alcohol or drugs. And those draining activities drain more life from you. So if your way of dealing with stress, or, you know, that you're so burned out is like having a couple of drinks every day or more, that tends to backfire on us because that life force energy is being sucked out of us when we engage in these unhealthy behaviors. And we can feel it. Oh my gosh, the next day after drinking, after a few minutes endlessly scrolling, you're like, what did I do with the last 10 minutes, half hour, hour of my life, right? And we're forgetting that we are here for a reason. We have a specific purpose, and our emotions are guiding us to get back to that. Get back to your truth, your purpose, the reason why you're here. And the more we lose track of that, the more burnt out we're going to feel. So how can you tune in to your divine guidance within you, offering you a way to be proactive with your energy and your emotional well-being so you can be the person who authentically has so much to give and share? And that's what it's about, you being your authentic self. So what are the ways that you are being called back to the authentic you, to the inner knowingness within you that knows what it needs, but it may not be how 99% of the world operates? Oh well. Oh well. What do you need for you without judgment? Because it's so easy to say, well, so and so is able to work 80 hours a week and have all the laundry done and have the meals made and have a spotless house and you're looking at that image, and I'm the person that gets the phone calls saying how miserable they are, how their relationship is messed up, how something is off that is vital to their happiness because they've been sacrificing their truth in order for things to look a certain way on the external. And that is our calling, is to shift our focus from the external to the internal. And the more we do that, the more things align in the external that will bring us great joy, that will be so expansive for our essence. And so this is the calling, this proactive approach where we listen, we take the time to pause and listen and see how we are being guided and not judge it, and see what is the next proactive step you are being called to give to you, to care for you based on your unique gifts and talents. So I hope this supports you in ways that you can start to look at, if you are feeling burnt out, ways that you can address things differently, things you may have been aware of, and now this is the reiteration, like these things really matter, as well as things you may not have paid attention to before or really given credit to, that you start to honor and see within you and your unique talents that are a part of you. So I hope this supports you, and I look forward to being in touch with you in the next couple weeks. Until then, stay emotionally empowered and take care. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the Emotional Empowerment Podcast. If you've enjoyed the program, please leave us a rating and review on iTunes to help us spread the message about how to use your emotions as a tool for spiritual and personal growth. To receive free training and emotional empowerment, visit www.iiee.training. That's www.iiee.training.